The music's playing and I'm not talking. That's not good at this particular moment. It's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits. 98.9 WJEZ. Jock Gibberish sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. And that, of course, is where you can enjoy breakfast selections all day long. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and joining me on this Monday is Kat. How are you, Kat?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Well, I'm not quite that good.
Oh, come on.
As the saying goes. But no, I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. It's been graduation season for the last few weeks. And, of course, different schools get out at different times. And we've got a story here, Kat, that is just about unbelievable. But it does happen. Big brawl in New York on Friday morning. Fight broke out.
I didn't hear anything about this on CNN.
Was it gun control activists versus Second Amendment supporters? No, no, nothing like that. White supremacists? No. Trump supporters? No, 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 no. The big brawl was parents at a kindergarten graduation.
Okay.
Got in a fight somewhere in New York. An elementary school in Brooklyn, to be specific. Yeah, they were having their kindergarten graduation. All the moms and dads were trying to get good pictures, and a fight broke out.
Okay, let me just give you my two cents first off.
Okay, well, that's why you're here.
Why do we have kindergarten graduation?
My thought exactly.
Because, and this is the way I feel about high school graduation, too, which is, I mean, you have to graduate from kindergarten to go to first grade.
That's right.
So that's not a big deal.
Yes.
And as far as high school graduation is concerned, you pretty much have to do that in this day and age. Why are we making a big deal out of that, too?
Well, that is a fairly significant milestone.
I disagree. This is not 1957.
There aren't too many people going to go to a job in the factory and forget about education, huh?
No.
They're just, it's just one step in the chain.
Exactly. That's just my opinion.
Well, I don't know if I would agree. I definitely agree with you about kindergarten.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
For crying. And they even put little gowns and caps on them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because if you get too crazy, I mean, I tend to agree with the people who say if you get too crazy with it, it does diminish the value of all
it
of
does.
It.
It does. Yeah,
you know.
It does. For sure.
When it comes to high school, I would argue you're going to a whole different phase of your education. So I think high school graduation, we can still make a little bit out of that. And
all right.
I don't know about
–
I have talked to my nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
and there's a disturbing trend, not among them, or at least they say it's not among them, but some of their classmates
mm-hmm.
kind of upset that their relatives were too cheap when they got out of high school.
See? And there you go.
They were really expecting, you know, major dents in their college tuition and stuff, and it didn't quite work out that way, and –
it's a lot of pressure as a parent, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's a racket, man.
I'm supposed to pay for you to have a graduation party. I'm supposed to get you a significant graduation present. I'm supposed to pay for your college tuition. Oh, yeah, and your wedding, too. Come on.
Come on.
When does my financial responsibility end with you two?
I was going to say, what, am I made of money?
Come on.
And things used to be so easy, you know, because I was a kid. I had a couple of birthday parties. I didn't, you know, I found them a little embarrassing. But a couple of times,
I had zero.
Mom and dad thought it'd be good to have some friends over. So it was cool. It was all fine. And it was like a couple of streamers on the picnic table and cupcakes and Kool-Aid and good stuff.
It wasn't catered.
And everybody having fun. Yeah, it was not catered. There was no rented bounce house that a guy had to bring in the day before. There was, you know, none of the things that so many parents, well, I can't imagine having a party without dropping $600, you know? It's
well, like, that's true.
What?
You know? So we had a station cookout on Saturday, and now I understand that you're upset that I didn't decorate and we didn't have a bounce house.
No. See, I'm perfectly, to me, that's
are you sure? Because I feel like this is a hint.
To me, that's a party. Now, if somebody gets married, it should be kind of a bash. You know what I mean? That's a big, that's a milestone in life. But to just say you're having a get-together. I don't need party favors. I don't need custom-made plates. I don't need any of that stuff, you know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. You know, we're here to enjoy each other's company, not criticize the decor.
And the other thing is, getting back to this kindergarten graduation, what is a respectable kindergarten graduation present? And if we're brawling at the graduation, I'm assuming it's a big enough deal that we're also having parties.
Yeah,
you know, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese or McDonald's.
Sure. Absolutely.
Come on. on?
Yeah, that brings us back to what launched this whole conversation. Yeah, a fight broke out, and all of the parents were removed from the graduation. Now, there's no word on whether or not the school took any action beyond just removing them. But it turned out, they say, the kids did not see the fight. Now, I don't know how this was arranged. But they say the kids actually were very well behaved and did exactly what they'd practiced that they were going to do at their graduation. So,
and then here are these ridiculous parents.
Yeah. This goes way back, because when I was in school, and this was even before I graduated, so I mean you're talking early to mid-1970s, but we were at a high school graduation, and my dad was on the school board, so we had to go to a lot of school functions. And we came home, and he was just furious because somebody was taking a picture of their child as they got their diploma, and they actually bumped into one of the students that was trying to get back to their seat.
Oh, no.
And then they acted like they were inconvenienced.
Oh.
Because this idiotic graduate was here, you know?
Yeah, see, and this is these parents right
here.
Yeah. Like, a lot of graduations, they say, no cheering.
Yes.
You know, but they're always...
Yes.
There always is that.
Now, see, that's where I draw the line a little bit. You know, it should be a fairly somber occasion. You
it
know,
should.
If you want to hoot and holler, save that for the party.
Save that for the party. And the thing is, these things, graduations have gotten so ridiculous as far as a dress code for these kids. I had to get special permission for my daughter to wear Chucks, Converse, because she has, you know, some physical limitations and can't walk straight line. So there was going to be no flats, no heels. No, I mean, she couldn't do it. But special permit, I say it's okay for my kid to wear a nice pair of tennis shoes with her gown. Come on.
But sadly, you know, it's an inch, give an inch, take a mile kind of thing. And
well, we did get permission. But
I've told you before, I taught high school briefly, and I was one of the senior sponsors, they called it, and one of our duties was to go to graduation, and we had this little ritual where we made all the students line up, and this was a pretty good-sized high school, so I mean, there's a lot of kids in the graduating class. We made them all line up, then we had to walk the lines as they held their gowns open so that we could see they did not have silly string or water balloons or anything like that. And one kid summed it up. He said, you know, they told us this was coming. He says, I don't mind. But he says, who do you think is going to be stupid enough? He says, we're this close to getting out.
Yeah.
He said, who's going to screw up today?
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, we had, when I graduated from high school, I went to a big school. Mm-hmm. And so there was no diploma in there. You got the thing. And they held it until you turn your gown in.
We had the same thing.
Whereas now they buy their gowns.
Right. We got to keep the cap. The cap and tassel was provided by the district, but we had to give the gown back.
We had to give the cap back, and we had to pay for the tassel.
That's interesting.
Which had to have that tassel, and it's illegal to hang it on your rearview mirror nowadays. Where is that tassel?
I was going to say, that's where mine went, at least for a while, because you hit that point where for a while it's cool to say,
that was the thing.
Hey, I got out of high school. And then, of course, you make new friends, and it's like, I'm going to take that stupid thing down. I'm no high school kid.
Exactly.
I'm cool now.
You're not supposed to hang things from your rearview mirror anymore.
I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah. They'll pull you over in Fairbury.
What a cruel and heartless world we live in.
I know. I just want to hang my graduation tassel there.
I don't know, but I'm glad we agree. Yes, these parents in New York deserve a stern tongue lashing.
And this fight was arrested over trying to get a position to take photographs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just blows my mind. Like, you can't pose the kid on your front porch. Come on. I don't know. I think it's just absolutely ridiculous. And this is kind of the way parenting has gone in a lot of the world, it seems, anymore. And it's out of control.
In some neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's Brooklyn, New York. So
yeah,
are a little quicker to push and shove, I guess.
Yeah, it's all those Italians with that aggressive personality.
I guess so.
As I'm Italian, I can say
I was going to say, Kat can say these things. Kat, it is good to have you here.
Thank you. you very much.
And,
I love it.
We will do this again tomorrow. How
Sounds
does that sound?
Wonderful.
We'll talk about the beautiful weather. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. She's Kat. And this is Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ, sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. You can enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day, and we will not tolerate anybody lining up to take pictures of us either. So just stay under control.